bloke. I'm a knocker and I really love your knockers. I'm a labourer by day. I piss up all me.
Ah, there it is, the bloke, Chris Franklin. And Chris, the bloke is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
G'day, Paul. How are you going?
I'm good, mate. That was a huge song for you, wasn't it?
I still get asked to play it.
Yeah. Now, listen, the main thing that I've called you for this morning is, of course, on Saturday, you guys are performing at the Sports Centre, the Crocs. And tell us all about it, because I believe for other people that have seen you guys, they've said you're hilarious. So tell us what you're up to up here.
We've got a crew together called the Aussie Pub Comedy Tour. It's myself, Evan Hocking, and Brad Oakes. We've just had a bit of a run up around the North Queensland there. So in a couple of days' time, Saturday, we'll be it's an outdoor gig at the Sports Centre there. Everyone's welcome, and it's just going to be a great laugh.
Now, what sort of now you guys are a pretty close-knit group, aren't you?
Yeah, we travel different parts of the country together. We're not always together, but we do a lot of shows together. So over the years, we know each other quite well. But the show works well. Buddha Hocking MCs the show, so he hosts the whole thing. Brad Oakes is on first. Brad, those of my generation would remember Brad popping up on a TV show called Hey Hey, It's Saturday quite often. We're all individuals, if that makes sense. We'll all do our own little segment of the show.
You're all bloody individuals.
Yeah. We haven't got Jacko on tour with us, but yes, we are.
So, Chris, let's find out a little bit about you. How did you start your life? Where did you grow up?
My father was in the Navy when I was a child. We've travelled around Australia quite a lot. I actually spent 2 years living on Manus Island, which used to have a naval base.
What? Manus Island?
Yeah. Pre-primary school, that was for me. New Guinea in those days was a territory of Australia. And we had a naval base up there, so my father was based there and I lived on Manus Island.
Wow. So how did that influence you as a child? I mean, you know, not all of us grow up on an island called Manus. How did that sort of mould you to the person you are now?
I'm not really sure. It was ages 3 to 5 for me, so it was pre-primary school. I did actually learn to speak Pidgin English before I spoke English, so in that regard it was, I guess, different for everyone else. But when I was 5... we moved back to Victoria, and I did my primary schooling in Victoria, so, yeah.
And tell what happened then with your childhood. Which direction did you go? What I'm trying to find out is, how did you end up taking this path to comedy?
It just happened, I guess. I was a disruptive class person when I was at school, as most comedians are. I left school and joined the Navy, followed my father's footsteps. After the Navy, I was a chef working around the country for a while, then had a brick paving business. Then I was drunk in a pub one day and I saw a comedian that had been on television and I started annoying him and he invited me along to a show.
So you started your career as a heckler?
Yeah, pretty much. It was polite heckling. He wasn't on stage. He was at the bar. I was at the bar.
Right.
And I did to him what people... often do to me nowadays and say, oh, you're that comedian, here's a joke you can use.
and usually they're pretty ordinary jokes, aren't they?
Yeah, I think mine were, the ones I was giving him. So he invited me down to a show, invited me on stage. I did my maiden set that day, enjoyed the experience and kept going from there.
You know, they say that a stand-up comedian, it's one of the toughest gigs in the world. And I guess like all good comedians, you would have had those nights where there wasn't a laugh coming or those, what do they call it, dying up on stage. You've had those, I guess?
Oh, yeah, we've all had them. The word is around the comedy circuits is you can't appreciate the good ones unless you've had a bad one.
So what made you think, I guess, did somebody say to you, look, Chris, I think you're funny, or did what made you get up there and do that tough gig?
I'm not really sure, but I would say I was very influenced by both of my parents. As I mentioned earlier, Dad was in the Navy. He was also in the Merchant Navy, so he was away for quite a while. While he was away, my mother would let me stay up late on a school night and watch Monty Python's Flying Circus, so I got that weird sense of humour from the
right.
TV. And then when Dad was home, we'd be down in the shed in the backyard listening to bawdy Col Elliott tape. So I got the other side of the comedy from there.
Oh, wow. Listen, that was somebody I got to know, Col Elliott. What a great comedian he was.
Most definitely. And I've been fortunate enough to work once with Cole. I did one show and it was in Queensland. So I was quite excited about that, having been a teenager listening to his tapes.
Well, if you were listening to his tapes, I now understand a little bit the direction you went, because Cole played that real ochre, ordinary bloke, didn't he?
He most definitely did. He had a lot of characters, but I think on and off stage, he was very much that ochre bloke.
He was. If you got to know him, he was a real gentleman, you know, like a really good guy. Now, he could, and you know what I found was interesting? Cole could do a very blue show for, you know, for the blokes at the Barbie or whatever they were doing, or a Bucks night, but he could also do a clean show for families. He was funny both ways, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, he's got a skill I don't have, because I'm very uncomfortable when I'm performing to children. But, yeah.
All right. So give me a spiel for Saturday night. You know, what will you be talking about? Give us a picture of what the comedy will sound like.
Buddha, who's hosting, will be talking a fair bit about footy and sport. He likes that. He used to play footy. His brother actually is Heath Hocking, used to play for Essendon during the drug scandal there.
That's so right.
He'll talk a little bit about that. Brad Oates is a slightly larger fella, and he'll talk about his size a little bit, his weight, shall we say. And then I'll be up there talking about all my failed relationships and drinking too much and everything I know everything about.
Now, how many failed relationships have you had?
A couple. I've been married twice. I've got four children to not quite that many different mothers.
Right, okay. Okay, final question, and this is a real tough one. What makes a good comedian, a good Aussie comedian?
I think being natural. I find that it works better if I'm telling true stories. Everything I talk about is true up there. So, Aussie audiences can pick if you're trying to put one over on them. So, if you've got a true story with a funny ending, that the audience will go with you a lot more than if you've just made up some story.
Okay, so tell us about it. It'll be Saturday. Where can people get tickets?
Tickets are available at, I don't know whether we're meant to say www these days or
no,
not.
No, you don't have to say that anymore, just because a lot of people do that.
That's my favourite part of a web address.
All right,
no, we don't say it.
No, well, in your case, say it. Off you go.
Okay, it's www.theaussiepubcomedytour.com.
Beautiful. All right, we'll keep publicising that. Look, have a great night. Chuck us for the night and, don't drink too much.
I won't, Paul, and thanks for supporting the event. Good on you, mate.
No, good stuff, mate. Love that sort of comedy, and I'll see you Saturday night.
Thanks, Paul. Cheers.
Chris Franklin there, and Saturday night should be a lot of fun. Okay, let's go out with his song, Bloke. Chris Franklin.
I'm a bloke, I'm a knocker, and I really love your knockers. I'm a labourer by day, I piss up all me pay, watching footy on TV. Just feed me more BB, just pour my beer and get my smokes and go away. I'm a bloke, I'm a yobbo, and me best mate's name is Robbo. Here's me cigarette, I dress in flannelette. Share a singlet that is blue. Throw in a few tattoos, you know you